The jaw grinned, as if welcoming them to the underworld. Lying on the floor, beside the thing's naked pelvis, was a ring that had finally slipped from one of the moldering fingers of the dead man's right hand. Susanna asked Roland if she could have a closer look. He picked it up and handed it to her. She examined it just long enough to confirm what she had thought, then cast it aside. It made a little clink, and then there were only the sounds of dripping water and the toad ash chimes, fainter now but persistent.
"What I thought," she said.
"And what was that?" he asked, moving on again.
"The guy was an elk. My father had the same damn ring."
"An elk? I don't understand."
"It's a fraternal order, a kind of good old boy quartet. But what in the hell would an elk be doing down here? A Shriner, now that I could understand."
And she laughed, a trifle wildly. The hanging bulbs were filled with some brilliant gas that pulsed with a rhythmic but not quite constant beat. Susanna knew there was something there to get, and after a little while she got it. While Roland was hurrying, the pulse of the guide lights was rapid. When he slowed down, never stopping but conserving his energy all the same, the pulse in the globes also slowed down. She didn't think they were responding to his heartbeat exactly, or hers, but that was part of it. Had she known the term biorhythm, she would have seized upon it. 50 yards or so ahead of their position at any given time, Main Street was dark. Then, one by one, the lights would come on as they approached. It was mesmerizing. She turned to look back, only once, she didn't want to throw him off his stride, and saw that, yes, the lights were going dark again 50 yards or so behind. These lights were much brighter than the flickering globes at the entrance to Main Street, and she guessed that those ran off some other power source, one that was, like almost everything else in this world, starting to give out.